Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're listening to the Christmas DVD review, where I review the greatest Christmas to come out this year. Sadly, not many people have been buying the DVD because it's 2022. But a man who likes the DVD and a Christmas, the creator of the DVD, David Van Dyske. Hello, David Van Dyske.
Hello.
How are you? Now, how are you feeling now the DVD is on the decline?
I'm very upset, especially my friend, Michael Patterson III, MP3.
I see what you did there. Oh, David, yeah, I read Michael Patterson III is very upset.
Could have called me Dick Van Dyke.
I could have called you Dick Van Dyke, but you're obviously not Dick Van Dyke, are you? I could have called you David Van Day. There's a lot more coming up after I've said the joke out loud. And you can't, you're right, Dick Van Dyke. Like, what was, like, what, but tell me about the time when you invented the DVD, like, when, like, tell me about that day. I think many of our listeners...
Well, I looked at the CD with music on it and I thought, oh, what happens if you put a movie on it instead? And I went to the man who invented the CD and I killed him. And then I took the patent and made it into a DVD.
So you killed Chris Daly?
Way!
Well, everyone, it's great to have him with us today. So if you are interested in what is the top 10 DVDs, don't be, get a streaming service. You'll be like me. You'll have like 5 DVDs, mainly Phoenix Nights. Please put Phoenix Nights on some form of streaming service so I don't have to get out the DVD player to watch Phoenix Nights or something. It's always something, isn't it? They say everything's on streaming, but it's not, because not everyone owns a streaming thing. And the thing that annoys me more with streaming is it all used to be in one place. It's not in one place. It's in about 10 different places. And the other thing with that is that's the equivalent of channels. We could have just stuck with the television. It's small screen 90s.
These advent calendar of fun.
That's not even the theme of the Christmas. Hello, everyone. You're listening to this Small Screen 90s Advent Calendar of Fun. Sorry about the rant. There's too many streaming services and too many with nothing actually on it. Big shout out to Disney Plus. Massive shout out to Disney Plus. Great. If you ever want a show idea, come see me. What are we doing today?
The Far Show.
Thank you. Farshad sketch show from the 90s Christmas special. This was a big slice of awesome. My favourite thing was the little icon in the side of the screen. Not saying BBC 1, 2, 3, 4, or the now defunct 2 Choice, saying BBC Prime. What was BBC Prime?
I don't know things like that. I've got to Google it. I bet it was like their streaming service.
I bet it's the American version.
What was BBC Prime?
To Wikipedia, BBC Prime was the BBC's general entertainment TV channel in Europe, Middle East, Africa, South Asia and Asia Pacific from the 30th of January 1995 until the 11th of November 2009, when it was replaced by BBC Entertainment.
There we go.
Wow, wonderful stuff. BBC Prime.
I'm glad you asked.
So, the Farce Show. Oh, this was great, weren't it?
This week, I'll be mostly having Prozac.
You will, and it saddens me every day.
No, I was doing the show.
I know.
I was doing the show, Adam. That's what I was doing.
You're doing what I did on that show, I was doing it on the radio. Is this on the radio? No, it's not. We wouldn't be allowed. Competitive dad on this.
Yes.
Of who's bought the greatest Christmas presents this year. And then having a go at his family for working really hard and saying, I deserve better for what I've put into this, which I thought was just brilliant.
But if you know you've got a dad like that, why would you keep entertaining him? And in the end, you'd just be like, yeah, dad, yeah, you're the best. Yeah, yeah, okay, you're the best. Yeah, yeah, all right. Can we go and do something else then?
you would. Like, oh, you're the best at that. And really, really competitive dad wasn't that good at anything. If we look, if you are a competitive parent, stop it. You're pushing your kids away, Keith.
This has gone dark for the
first show. It has gone dark for the first show. I've written down the ones that really made me laugh, like, out loud. Jazz Club on this was hilarious.
Scooba dooba doop doop doop.
Scooba doo. Whibba dooba doop boop. Go over there!
He's basically Sammy Davis Jr., I think.
Yeah.
The person was being, I think it was problematic because he was blacking up.
He was, and it was very problematic, but it was worth it for him falling through the scenery. I just loved it. It just really made me. Jazz Club is one of the funniest sketches ever. Like the one on like the last ever Farce Show where the guy keeps announcing the drummer is. It just really makes me laugh. Give it up on the drums. And on the drums. The drum of other. And on the drums. Yeah, I thought that was absolutely brilliant. In Christmas, brilliant.
You're just that bloke, aren't you? It's you. Personified. It's a brilliant bloke talking about Christmas.
And just going way every 5 minutes. Ted and Ralph. I just love Ted and Ralph. You need to come in. It's cold outside. No, I don't. They get together in the end, don't they, on the last ever one?
Yeah, well, in this one, Ted is actually happy. He makes a joke about Mr. Kipling and laughs his head off. And it's like, that's the only time you ever see him happy. Most of the time he's like, oh, come on, sir, yeah.
But also that Mr. Kipling joke, I thought they weren't going to do a Mr. Kipling joke. And then they did and overlaughed it. And I thought, oh, that's how you do an exceedingly good joke.
Of course they did a Mr. Kipling joke. It was the 90s. It was in his prime then, wasn't it?
And Kipling was in its prime in the 90s. What's your favourite Mr. Kipling's cake?
Apple.
The apple? What over the French fancy? And the Bakewell tart?
Yeah. What is this? The beginning of the podcast again? I've been put on the spot and asked me, so Chris, what is your thing that you like?
They're not putting you on the spot to ask you what your favourite Mr. Kipling cake is.
It is putting me on the spot.
Well, and I'll do it again.
I think Ted said it, or no, Ralph said it at one point, the cold never bothered me anyway. This was before Frozen.
The cold never bothered me anyway. Bless him. But imagine if someone watched this and then started Frozen off the back of it.
Why were the tailors going round carol singing?
Because the shops had been shut on Christmas Day.
Yes, but why?
Because they needed to take them out. I don't know. Just to be rude to people. Have you got an electronic one, sir? Ooh. I love the tailors.
Colin Hunt. Colin Hunt.
Oh, sorry.
That's his name. The man who thinks he's funny.
I'm an alien. That guy.
Yes. Which I think if I didn't do comedy, that would be me.
I think that would be you.
Oh, jeez.
I do, and I'm sorry to say it. That'd be you in an office somewhere trying to make people laugh as they photocopy stuff, telling everyone
now,
what you did on TV the day before.
Now I've got my outlet for being funny. Most of the time, I think I can't be.
And also, your shopping outlet that you've been working on, Chris Barnes Bargains.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the MacArthur Glen outlet.
No, you're not allowed there anymore, I'm afraid, due to somebody on this very show.
Bloody GC.
Gemma Collins.
No, MacArthur Glen.
Oh,
no.
Gee. We haven't got beef with her.
MacArthur. Oh, fuck, no. That's not even right. Anyway.
I thought that.
We have got beef with Collins. Yeah, anyway.
Right. What I like is the guy who can make a decision.
Yeah, because there's always people like that. It's like they wish. I do it with people that ask me about my comedy preferences because I like everything, mainly. So they always go, oh, what's your favourite comedian? And I say, oh, no, what's yours? Oh, Frankie Boyle. Oh, yeah, and then you just start lifting off dark comedians.
The problem with that question is you'll never win because it's such a kind of not in but thing. Well, I suppose it is in some respect. It's such a kind of a personal thing.
Yeah. Well, if someone asked you, and you go, I don't know, Bill Bailey is odd. I go, well, I like Jimmy Carr. And you're like, yes, and?
Yeah.
Right.
Good
like
on
Jimmy
you.
Carr as well.
You can like different things.
Which was nice.
Yeah, which was nice.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back.
I think, what's the other thing? Oh, the Cheesy Peas ad. I forgot how good Cheesy Peas were.
Love Bob Fleming's folk songs.
when they're all coffee.
It just makes me laugh every time.
I like the name.
No, nay, never. No, nay, never.
It's such a silly joke as well, calling a man Fleming. and then just having him for the flu.
Nowadays, they've ever been moaning, saying, oh, you can't do that. I think this one of them is meant to have... Well, the one that yells ass has obviously got Tourette's. And...
Yeah. But that's why it's funny, though, isn't it? I think you're laughing at everything with the Fast Show. That's one of the good things of it. It doesn't, like, single out anyone and go, let's laugh at this particular group.
No.
Hello there. Bob Fleming here. Excuse me. Tell you about my new... My new my CD featuring some of your best love folk folk and classics sung by some of your favorite folk spoken folk singers.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. For a custom in a poyo, for a item for his T.O. T.O. T.O.
Probably went to court and he did right. Froggy went to court and he did right. A froggy went up the and a and all around my arse. Everywhere the green wind now and all around my arse. For 12 months and a day, and if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm arsing it, dog for my true arse to the far, far away. Arse, horse, arse!
And it's no name, never.
Arse!
No name, never, no more. When I
pay,
arse! Bob Fleming's country favourite. Available now.
Will you stop that copy? That's got it. Turkey, eh?
You're not the brilliant man. You're the brilliant man's dad, who doesn't like anything. And was moaning about turkey. What, turkey? What's wrong with turkey? And I thought, that's just Adam.
I hate turkey. I did see that that argument and think to myself, going, that guy has
is
a
you.
Point. It's me. I just don't... It's expensive as well, because they jack up the price. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And then, like, oh, save some for tomorrow and have the turkey curry and go, well, why not have a chicken or some meat that you like? Do you know what I mean? And I've never had a turkey that I've been into. I went, oh, that's not dry. I think it's because they can't do anything with them. They're useless birds as well, aren't they? And they look ridiculous. You never hear anyone keep one as a pet.
Have I not told you that MacArthur Glen have pulled out there and our new sponsor is Bernard Matthews Turkey?
Can I just say, the only turkey I remember now, the only turkey I have eaten to be succulent, that's a new word, listener. It's like succulent, but it's a bit different. Is a Bernard Matthews turkey. And I just want to say they also do other great products as well. The hamwiches. Have you ever had a cheese hamwich from Bernard Matthews? Ooh, delicious. I want to thank Bernard Matthews for still hanging on in there. Even when Birdseye came along, Bernard saw him out.
This is like the Morgan Wise sketch when they're slagging off Des O'Connor and then he turns up behind Eric and Eric goes, I like him.
I do like it. I do love Bernard Matthews.
You've changed your tune since I made up the advertising.
I said I don't like turkeys. Like I didn't have a go at the whole company. Like you like Heinz. You like Heinz. What's your favourite Heinz product?
Beans,
yeah. But yeah. You notoriously hate Heinz. Yeah. So I mean, it's all right to hate one thing. You don't have to like everything.
I like Channel 9. It reminded me of the old Sky channels when you used to watch foreign channels, but you don't get them anymore. I don't know what happened. It's all in English language on the Skybox now.
I miss the old camera filters where, like, clearly they haven't got the money for the decent filters on a camera. And you used to watch something in America and it looked incredible. And then you used to watch something over here and it just looked like Grange Hill.
I think the production value of America has gone down. When I was younger, I used to think, wow, they're so further ahead than we are. And you watch their telly and it's like,
yeah, but you say that, then you watch Doctor Who, and you do think that America have got it.
I was very, very drunk.
Oh, that guy as well. Also, Rolly Birkin.
Rolly Birkin, that's the character's name.
Oh, but also, have you, like, on the final episode where he becomes drunk because his wife had passed away, is beautiful.
It comes out of nowhere. It's like, oh, this is going to be a funny Rolly, but what? Hang on. Well, at the end of this, with the little girl, and like, he's going to steal her Christmas presents, and he's like, no, I can't do it. And he just wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
You don't want to leave that there.
But it's sad. But also it's sinister because the little smile going, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's like, what are you going to do when the camera turns off? Are you going
to... You're going to steal that.
You are. You're gonna, like, no one's watching. I'm going to steal it. It's like, I can't do this. It's like, you can when the camera goes off, aren't you?
I love the way that you've pictured it. Is there real people living in a real world? Like, this is Big Brother where they just made sketches.
Yes. It's like Royston Vasey. They all live in the same place.
Yeah.
They all meet up
and they all just have wonderful moments. I just loved it from start to finish, I think, on this one. I forgot how funny some of the characters were, and I think they're even funnier now because, I don't know, it just really made me laugh out loud at certain points.
So how many cheesy peas out of 12 would you give it?
Out of 12? I'm going to... Nine cheesy peas.
Nine cheesy peas?
Nine cheesy peas!
No, that's the highest we've had, I think.
Yeah, I think this is it. I think, well, you know what to do. Let's
you
log
it
in. And that was with nine cheesy peas, the Far Show Christmas special. Chris, I need to go now because I need to have my vitamins. Can you just hold thought for a minute?
All right, yes. Bullseye got nine. Oh, okay. Spoilers for anyone who didn't watch that.
Whoa, what up?
Hello.
It's me, Bernard Matthews. How are you, Chris?
I'm all right. Hello, Bernard Matthews.
Yeah. So how's the sponsorship deal doing?
It's doing good.
Good. You've been talking about all my meat products?
I've been talking. His face is pulling.
You've been talking about my turkeys?
Yeah. Adam's been slagging off your turkeys.
I haven't. Oh, wow. I'm going to have a word when I get... Have you been talking about...
I like the fact you just said I haven't.
Be quiet. Bernard's talking. Nah. Have you been talking about my chicken drumsticks?
I have, yeah. Can we have... Can I have Santa on? I never thought I'd say this.
Well, I'm going to go and get him now. But remember...
Thank you, Bernard.
No Christmas. Like a Bernard Matthew Christmas. No one wants that. Hello, everyone. It's me, Barber Christmas. Now, I know if I ask you to sing, you're just going to say no. So I'm not going to ask you at all. I'm just going to sit here and wish you a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Santa.
And it's a merry Christmas.
You're not even going to ask.
I've had enough of this. I sent him Bernard Manning Matthews to talk about frozen goods. I come back on it. You don't even give me a door. I'm gone. Bye bye. I know it's turning into Boris Johnson. How was that? Was that nice? Oh, sorry.
It was Bernard and Santa.
Yeah, well, most people would have re-recorded that, but not here. We're on a strict time schedule. Well, but Bernard Matthews was here.
He was. Was Karis Matthews' auntie, uncle. Oh,
Karis Matthews' auntie. Well, this has gone weird. Seems like a case for Mulder and Scully.
I just got that.
Yeah. So we go.
I did the thing that all comedians like. Someone, you tell them a joke and they go, that's really funny.
Yeah,
it wasn't funny, was it? Because you didn't laugh. Anyway,
that's funny. That what you said was funny.
Oh, that's really funny.
I would like to know how many people hear the scoring and then just turn off the podcast.
No, justice for Santa.
I really would love that. I think this joke has gone on too long. I think that most podcasts would have done it twice, not 25 times. This has to be something beautiful. almost to the point of writing and recording a song.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we'll see you tomorrow where Santa might have written a song by then.
Well, we shall see. I don't think he will have. Will have, even.
Okay.
Will have. You know what, everyone? Go spend some time with your families. Don't listen to this.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.